on that plug-in system. And so on, so run the format command, we'll see what disks are available. And good out, we've got three disks, so my internal drive, and then we can see at the bottom there, hub, storage, these are the USB devices. Now, what I'd like to do is use the whole disk. So I can say things like zpool create pool C2, T0, D0, C4, T0, D0. And just by using that shorthand, it will use the whole disk. I don't want to do that because for demo purposes, I don't want to use the whole 120 gig. You'll see why in a moment. So I've actually sliced these disks up and sliced one on these slices. I might change this, let's just check. Have a look at this one. Yeah, he's been changed. Slice one's quite big, so I'm going to change slice one. Oh no, he is right, he is 100 meg. Let's try this. This two. Yeah, now that one has changed. So, let's just zero him out. Slice one. 256. I was playing last night, sorry. These two disks now have an S1 that's just 100 meg in size. So I'm going to do a zpool create and call it cool, call it whatever. The developers like to use the name tag. They're all Matrix fans, so there's lots of references to Matrix. Their source machine was called Xeon. So they're big Matrix fans. C2, T0, T0, S1, C4, T0, T0, S1. Bit of a cool left there from playing before. Let's just overwrite that. So, tank. So, a little messing around. What we now see is we've got a dynamic stripe here. We've got two S1 slices on these two USB devices that are 100 meg each, and we've striped them together. So that gives us the view of the pool. If we were to do zpool list, we can see that it's 191 megs. It's not quite the whole 200 meg made up of the two 100 meg bits because there's some overhead for the metadata within the pool. So the pool needs to be able to track free space. It needs, I mentioned, storing all the properties of where it's mounted. All of this takes up space, which is why we don't get quite all of it. But I want to create a mirror, so I will destroy that. And the way I create that is I say mirror there. And now we can see the picture slightly different because it says tank and rather than two disks, it then says mirror. So these two devices are a mirror of one another. And if we look at the size, 95 meg in size. So if I go to, well, first thing is we get a file system for free. We created the pool, and if we do a df, we can see at the bottom here we've got a file system for free, slash tank. and he's mounted up straight away. So we get one for free. You can create more file systems, which I'll show you in a moment, but I want to show you the checksum in action. So I'm going to CD there. I'm going to copy some data in from user include. So I'm just copying across user include from the system into the current directory. I think the user include on the system is about 60 meg or something like that. So it'll take a short while, but in a moment, it will finish. There we go. So I'm in tank, and there's user include stuff. Now if I do a df, we can see it was 57 meg. Now the two disks that make up the pool tank are C2 and C4. So I'm going to use DD. So I'm going to do DD IF equals dev 0, OF equals dev RDSK, C2, T0, D0, S1. I'm going to write 8K time. So what I'm doing now is on this disk, I'm just writing zeros over everything. I'm just trashing the whole disk. And this is why I only want to use 100 meg rather than the whole 120 gig, because this DF would take a little longer to complete. This way I guarantee I have destroyed everything that I'm using in there. That's why I'm using the 100 meg slice. So I do a status, there it is. There's all the stuff, so let's, if we do a tar cf minus a dot and put that into dev null, that all seems to work, there's no complaints from that. If we do a z equal status, there were no errors, it hasn't shown any problems so far. The reason why is that we've just satisfied everything from the cache and memory. So we haven't actually gone out to disk at this point. So even though there is rubbish on this side, we haven't gone out to disk, we've satisfied all the reads from ZFS's own internal cache. What we can do is to do the scrub. So if I do scrub on tank, now it kicks that off. There we go, we're getting problems already. It kicks that off, and that happens asynchronously within the kernel, and the command comes back. So that when I do a status now, it says scrub in progress, 3.82% done. It reckons it's going to finish pretty quickly. And we can see here for this device, we've so far had 768 checksum errors from it. If we do the status again, and at this point, it's actually degraded this device. And it says what we've had over 8K of errors coming from this device. Now the way this works is that ZFS hooks into something Paul mentioned before, which was FMA, Fault Management Architecture. And the idea of the Fault Management Architecture is that things like ZFS and various drivers within the Solaris 10 and onwards kernels, when they detect problems, they do the remedial action they need to do to acknowledge that error and that problem. And then they generate an e-report, an error report. And the error report is sent up to a userland daemon called FMD, Fault Management Daemon. And it's the Fault Management Daemon is to take a bigger overview of things and say, well, actually, I can see problems here, here, and here. And if I take a bigger view of things, the problem started over here. So this is where the problem is. I can ignore these things because they're just victims of this problem, and that problem has been passed down the I.O. chain. And in this case, what happens is ZFS has been sending these problems up to the FMA architecture, up into FMD, and FMD